Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. One of the things we've been doing in this new normal as we are in week four here is highlighting people who are out there keeping the world running. They're kind of the capeless heroes. So if you know someone who's out there on the front lines putting themselves in danger and having to isolate even from their families in some cases because they are out in the public, send us a note. If it's yourself, tell us what you're doing. We'd love to hear from you. And if it's someone that you see doing it, you know, who would never nominate themselves, you can send that along as well. Send it to Bryn, B-R-Y-N, at RadioAlice.com. Coming up at 8, we'll be featuring, it sounds like such a cool thing that they're doing here at the place called The Tech at Home. So we'll talk to Gretchen from there. Coming up at 8 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. Radio.com's an app. You get the app, and then you listen to this show. You can also find that on your laptop. I just realized that the other day ago.
Oh, look at you.
Listening online at, on my laptop. So Radio.com, it's a way to listen to radio and bring it anywhere you go. Also, make sure you post how you're practicing social distancing to your social media and use hashtag StayConnected to keep us in the loop.
Yeah, that's fun to look at.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do it.
Do it. Why'd you do that?
And those home devices, too, go to radio.com as well. If you just say, hey, listen
oh,
to
Oh, right. That
Alice
girl. Or that,
says, hey,
that oogle.
Pulling up Alice 973 through radio.com.
Yeah, Alexa, play Alice 973, please.
Oh.
Oh, my God. What is wrong with you?
Oh. Mine just turned on, too.
Of course
I didn't
it did.
Realize I had one. I don't even know I have one. Hold on.
You're going to just, shoot. Alexa, stop.
No, it's okay. Everybody else's can run. I got mine turned off now.
Oh, boy.
You're welcome. All right. So it looks like we're out of, I mean, right here at my house, I'm seeing blue skies. It looks like we're out of the rainstorm for now and that we've got some sunny skies ahead through most of the rest of the week. So that's good news. I think that lifts most people's spirits.
Yes.
Just that alone is like, all right, I can at least step out onto my porch or go into my backyard or
a little sunshine.
Or if I take
way.
A walk, I saw a guy walking with an umbrella, his dog, a raincoat yesterday. I just thought, the misery
of having a dog in the rain.
Well,
and then yet, the muddy paws when you get back to the house, you got to clean those off.
Especially if you are practicing isolation, what else you got to do? Right.
Right.
There's your adventure for the day.
There it is.
All right, so let's get to a couple quick updates. It looks like we have now reached, I want to get the number right, and I don't say this number because I'm trying to, you know, be one of those fear-monger types, but the death toll in the United States has now probably surpassed 11,000, and we surpassed 10,000 yesterday, and we were at like 10,993 this morning or something like that, so... and when I say that 11,000, the reason I don't like to do numbers is because that number is just a number, except that's somebody's nana and somebody's sister. And I fear that that's something that could reach our families in ways that we seem to think we're okay, that it won't happen to us. And yet I really don't want this in my house.
I don't want it in anybody's house. Everybody stay in your house so it doesn't get in your house.
Right. It looks like New York's coronavirus cases have plateaued, so that is good news. There's cautious optimism as we have flattened the curve here in California and Washington by staying home. So it's working. Now the message becomes keep making it work.
Yes.
We've got two more weeks where they say these are going to be the toughest 2 weeks America's faced with this problem. And if that's the case, then the best way to flatten that curve is to stay home. Also, as Dr. Fauci has said, that a vaccine will be the best and only real way to get back to normal. I wanted to mention this story in a little more detail. Microsoft founder and billionaire Bill Gates is spending billions of dollars on 7 possible vaccines for the coronavirus and the disease it causes in hopes of finding an end to the pandemic. His story, which I mentioned earlier, is money can accelerate things.
Yep.
And if we can get this vaccine done, and he's invested in the 7 most promising of those, he feels like that will ultimately save us trillions as the economy is,
Absolutely no question.
Taking the hit. As we all hide in our houses.
The sooner that there is, because that brings relief to people and they think, okay, this can be contained. Right now, it's like, it's out of control. You can get it anywhere. There's no hope for you. There's no help. There's no way to prevent it. There's no way to cure it. You just got to go through it and hopefully survive it. This would go just from a mindset standpoint, this would go miles.
Right. Super weird. As we are all ordered to shelter in place, is that it looks like people in Wisconsin are being asked to go out and vote today.
Yeah, what the is going on with this?
So the Wisconsin Supreme Court put the state's chaotic presidential primary back on track, ruling yesterday that the governor cannot postpone in-person voting until June. That's not happening. In fact, they were hoping to move the voting, the primary, from today to June 9th because of the health risks obvious to everyone. And yet, it looks like the voting is expected today. So would you vote today if you were in a position Wisconsin?
I just don't think I would. I mean, talk about a mixed message. Stay at home. You got to get out and vote. Like, what? I don't understand what they're doing. Why is it so? This is a primary. Push it for a month or two.
Voters are being asked to go to the polls today. They'll vote on the presidential primary as well as state and local elections.
Touching the things that other people are touching. They'll be exposed to tons of different people. Although I my guess is 5% of the Wisconsin population will actually do this.
Yeah, it's hard
it's
to
horrible.
Say. I would not go out and vote.
No.
And I know why people might say that's people died for your rights. I understand everything about voting, and I do vote, usually. In this case, I just wouldn't go.
I don't want to bring anything home to my family.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. There's no other way to say it other than this is serious. I mean, I have 2 little kids and...
Right.
I need them to be okay. I think other people understand what that means, right?
Sure.
It's
such a stupidly mixed message that, you know, it's serious. This coronavirus, stay at home. Don't leave. We're all over you. You essential workers only. Oh, by the way, today's the day we gather together to vote. What are they thinking? What is the Supreme Court in Wisconsin thinking?
The bigger question becomes, and this is just, I don't have the answer, but how will this play when it comes time for us to vote in November?
Right.
It's too big for if there were a problem or a second wave of coronavirus to be out there. It's too big to have to ask people to show up.
Well, they're talking
about big to cancel it.
They're talking about trying to figure out a way that everyone votes by mail. But Republicans don't like that because Democrats historically are more likely to do that. Is the thing I read this morning.
Mm.
So people, and then they'll call it unfair and everything will suck.
Well, this is a perfect example of things to come, which is This went on yesterday. They were arguing whether or not the primary should happen, and it's been ordered to happen. So we may be dealing with that in November as well.
Good another luck, Wisconsin.
Another real quick one here for you is that I don't know if you pay your auto insurance with one check. I usually get hammered right here at the beginning of the year with a lot of stuff. Property taxes, regular taxes, my auto insurance comes due, and we sort of pull our belt tight and pay everything.
You, who do you have for an insurer?
I believe I have Allstate for auto insurance.
Because all my stuff is at State Farm, and I make the same payment every month. All my policies are in one place, except for like my earthquake insurance, which can't be lumped in with it. I make one payment. It's my auto, whatever, your homeowners, business insurance, all that crap. It's all in one place, and it's split 12 ways. So I make 12 payments a year.
Wow.
Because I used to hate that, Vinny, you know, when you get all of a sudden there's all this insurance to pay.
Well, so that was one of the things that happened here in my own life was I always have. So I pay the full insurance for the year, and that's like $1,000-something. And then I've got my property. So we get crushed right here in the beginning.
Yeah, the property tax is no joke. But that's, but you pay that early. I don't know why you don't wait until the deadline.
Because
you can't do it.
Because I've been poor in my life, and I like just getting bills off me. I just can't sit there comfortably knowing that that's just waiting for me. It's like bangs. They're in my eyes. I can't get
those things out of there. Give me the scissors right now.
Right. So I that's the one of the things I deal with. And we recently had something happen here in our workplace where I was like, you want what? This is a tough time to be asking me for a favor. I really am just paid. Anyway,
what does that mean?
That doesn't mean anything. It looks like some insurance companies, back to the story, will be returning some of your money as they realize there's an unprecedented driving slump happening.
Oh.
So if you're a dummy like me and you pay the whole thing for the year at once, maybe you'll get a check back.
Yeah,
otherwise, hopefully, I'm sure I won't, right? But hopefully you don't pay it that way and you'll see a discount coming your way because of the coronavirus pandemic and the lack of driving that's happening.
Usually if I change my, what is it called? I don't know, whatever it is, that the plan to have less coverage.
Oh, less coverage, yeah.
Yeah, they'll give me a reimbursement of sorts. They'll just send me a check.
Yeah, they'll prorate it or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Because I do that with my motorcycle every year. Like during the winter season, I downgrade my insurance because I don't ride.
Right.
And during the time where it's sunny, I upgrade it again. But every time it's like in between and I've already paid a certain amount, they'll send me a check back for whatever, X amount of dollars.
We can hope that we're going to get money returned. That's not really the way things work.
Generally. So I don't.
But hopefully, you know, if you pay your insurance, they are aware that a lot of people are driving less than ever before right now.
I'm telling you, I have to remember to take my car out for a ride.
And we just talked to Nicole, who's the only one going into the station right now, and she's driving on an empty Bay Bridge.
Incredible.
Yeah, it's really weird. I think it's more weird actually leaving because it's so sunny outside right now and then leaving the building and there's nothing and no one in sight. That's the creepy part.
So, but the streets in the city, like on Battery, those are empty too?
Yeah. Yeah. The only people that are out are maybe some locals walking around with a mask or the homeless.
Mm. Wow.
So you're just, that's like, I hate to say it, that's like a dream. Like if you've ever tried, I mean, Vinny every single day has to head, but all you guys do, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You head down south, like that is the most congested. Whether you go Embarcadero or Battery or whatever sneaky ways you have, Vinny, it's just gridlock there all the time.
Yeah, the one day I got a green light all the way down. I was like, this is never going to happen again.
Right. It's like between the station and the Bay Bridge, 6 minutes.
Yeah, that was what? So weird. So weird.
That's like turn your little video on your phone on real quick. I'm recording this moment just because it will never happen again.
Yeah.
You should do that, Nicole. That's actually, you should post that. Like the empty Bay Bridge or the empty battery. Jeez.
Oh, yeah. You know what? You should put that on your Insta.
I should. Because mm-hmm. I'm just like, sometimes when I'm at a red light, I'm like, I should post this. There's nobody out here. It's a dead city. It's very weird.
Wow.
Well, and plus it's, we work basically in the financial district. So it's mm-hmm. like on a Sunday you would go down. There's just not that much residential living in that area. So it can be that empty. But to have it be that empty on a work day is crazy.
Yeah. And once you get closer to market, it's not that congested. That's the even weirder. Like, all the Starbucks are closed. Everything's closed. So it's just very eerie out here.
Oh, poor Gambino's, our new sandwich place.
Yeah, they're closed too.
Yeah, I bet they are. Mm-hmm. Oh, I like that. I hope they make it. I hope they're still around when we get back.
Me
I love
too.
That place.
You like their subs, huh?
Well, I haven't been able to have their subs because I was on keto when they started.
We've
been getting there. Like, you know, they were the ones who were doing those egg and cheese scrambles we were getting. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're really good.
Food deliveries right now are the big thing. According to Uber Eats, their orders have gone up 30%. I would think even more, but okay. They shared the foods that people in 35 different states have ordered the most, and while there is variety, they say the most popular thing is clear, and it's French fries.
Oh, French fries. I would have thought pizza.
Fries are the most delivered food in Arizona, Colorado, Florida, Illinois, Indiana. Anyway, it goes on and on. So right. Some of the other popular foods include Thai food, burritos, crab rangoon.
Oh, crab rangoon. Mm.
Do you even know what that is?
I do. It's like a, it's sort of like a, you know what a gyoza is? It's like
nope.
a little, it's like a, like an Asian ravioli.
Oh, I do know what a gyoza is.
But a crab rangoon is almost like a fried wonton with like kind of a, like a creamy, like a cream cheese crab paste in it. Those are an East Coast thing. I've never seen those anywhere except in the sort of fake Chinese food that we would have on the East Coast. Oh, there it is. Look, there. Bryn's showing you a picture.
Oh.
You see that?
Oh, those ones are fancy. Look how they're
it's
pinched
like a
together.
Fried wonton.
Yeah. But it's filled
you like those,
with like,
Bryn?
Like a cream cheese thing.
Yeah. I've
oh,
had
there you
something
go.
Like
that's
this.
What that's what mine look like, yeah.
I mean, what don't I like, Vin? Come on.
That's very true. Drinks include soda, Thai iced tea, horchata, iced coffee, and lemonade. And desserts include tiramisu, baklava, cheesecake, banana pudding, and churros.
Oh.
So there's some of the stuff people are ordering. I would think it's pizza as well. But I also, and I'm not saying this because I don't want people to go get food, but do you question whether your pizza's topped with COVID-19 or are you just like,
you can't really wipe that off?
Everybody's washed their hands and done their best possible job and there wasn't anyone sneezing anywhere near that food at all the entire time it was prepared.
I'm hopeful. I find that I'm an optimist. You know. I also think that no one touches the top of the pizza once it's been in the oven. So even if their hands were nasty, like it cooked. I don't know, you know. John's, I mean, and well, he should be. Like, I hope everyone's being as fastidious as him. He gets home with groceries, and it takes him an hour just to wipe everything off.
We're doing that as well. And
yeah,
then
it's a lot of work.
The few times I've gone out, I do come in, I strip down, I shower real good. The clothes don't go anywhere. You know, the kid, right now, my youngest, she's one
and a half or whatever.
She's going through the dad thing. So she comes anytime she hears me or sees me, she comes running. Mm. And I'm like
that's
from the
nice.
Grocery, like if I've come back from the grocery, we're like, no. So
right.
she doesn't know
and she
why
doesn't
I'm
even
running.
Get it. Right. Why
right.
is why
I'm,
doesn't daddy
I'm
want me?
From her, right.
Aww.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Vinny, you need to refinance and put your taxes into your monthly payment. I never see a property tax. Yeah, I should do that. You're right.
I know. I've been thinking about that, too. It'd be really nice to have, like, your homeowners and your taxes. I don't know. I like those things to sit in my account for as long as possible, I guess.
Didn't you just refinance, though?
I haven't. It's not closed yet. I mean, they can't close it right now because I can't see anyone.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm sort of, like, in the limbo time.
But you have the rate locked in.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, all the paperwork's done. It is ready to be signed. It's just hasn't been signed. But no, I didn't do it. I didn't do an escrow account, which is what that's called, where they're also collecting your other stuff and putting it in the. It does seem so tempting, doesn't it, to not have to write those checks? But they say you should write the checks and you should leave it to, you know, that gaining you interest in your accounts as long as possible.
Yeah, I'm fully aware of the theory behind that. It's just the people who say that didn't live like I did, and I have sweats when I see bills laying there. Just I just can't take it. I just want them off me. It's too much. Anyway, a friend is working a polling station. They are doing drive-by.
Oh.
And you have to bring your own pen.
Oh. Well, I hope everyone got the message.
In your car. I don't know if that's the case or I'm not there. I'm just saying that it's weird that Wisconsin's being asked to leave their homes and go vote today or forego their vote entirely because
who wants to be exposed?
It's not worth the risk, right?
That seems like a lot to have put together over the you said the governor was saying we got to push this back. And then yesterday, the Supreme Court came down with the decision that no, today is voting day.
The governor was trying to push the vote to like June 9th or something. And the Supreme Court there in Wisconsin said, no, The vote is set. Everyone's voting. And that was, you know, that's typical Democrat, Republican arguing and bringing it to the courts. And that's what I fear will happen come November. So if you don't sign up for mail voting, you should.
Yeah, I'm all signed up for it. I like the voting by mail. Because you just take your time and you go through it. You can even look stuff up if you want to. You know, isn't that nice? It's like cheating on a test.
Vin, get a TikTok with your daughter and keep busy. It's fun. Even if you just do it for you guys, it's been fun with my kids during this time. All right. That's all I got is, you know, I walk out of here and there they are.
Yep.
So,
hey, what are we doing today?
I guess I'm getting TikTok.
Coming up. Yeah, there you go. There's something for you to do. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, I usually group all the music news together. Today's no exception. We're going to start with Billy Joe Armstrong covering a Bangles song with some special help right after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.